My sermon this morning is titled, The Gift of God Lives Inside of You. So, we have arrived at stage 4. Wait a second, a question. What do we know? What do we truly know? I mean, surely we know there's death and taxes. Well, stage 4 gives us an answer. We have arrived at stage 4 and we are getting an answer this morning. So, dear God, please come into my mind and heart this morning. Lift me, fill me, move me. Speak through me, so I may bring the beauty and truth of your word into this, your beloved community, wherever they are. Touch their minds, touch their hearts, illuminate their souls. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So I guess I should explain 4 stages. Christmas, stage 1. You see, at Christmas, Jesus was revealed to the shepherds and to Israel. The Epiphany, stage 2. Jesus was revealed to the wise men and subsequently to the world. Last Sunday, we celebrated the baptism of Jesus. Stage 3, God reveals that Jesus is his son. And today, we have stage 4. In Psalm 139, the psalmist is revealing that we are created and loved by God unconditionally. Each one of those 24 verses in Psalms 139 tells us of God's unconditional, everlasting, unchanging love for us. So, what do we know? What do we truly know? We truly know that God loves us. So, let's go back into Psalm 139. I want to look at verses 1 and 2. At the very beginning, and then I want to look at verses 23 and 24 at the very end. And I'm going to be doing this with the New International Version translation. Listen to these words. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. Search me, God, know my heart, and know my anxious thoughts, and lead me in the way everlasting. God truly knows us. And when I say knows us, he knows us with an incredibly intimate knowledge. You see, if we look at the Hebrew translation, the word in Hebrew that we translate as know, in Hebrew, that is the same word that is used in Genesis chapter 4, when we read about Adam knew Eve, and Eve then conceived and bore a son. That is how intimately God knows us. Reverend Peter Lockhart says this very beautifully, his words, God knows you and I intimately, personally, lovingly. And being known by God in this way is a wonderful affirmation for each of us that we matter in our life and that we matter in our existence. So, what do we know? What do we truly know? We know that God loves us. Several weeks ago, I read the first chapter of Genesis. We were able to re-experience the majesty of God's creation of the world. The God who created darkness and light and separated the land and the seas and the sky, filled the sky with the sun by day and the moon by night. Well, in that creation narrative, God used the words good or very good 7 times. And I believe that God is using those words good and very good 7 times and more with us as he created us. Because we know that God breathed into the dust. God breathed his divinity into our dust. Again, that breath is such an act of intimacy. If you have ever been close enough to another person where your breaths mixed together, perhaps you were running together, hiking together, perhaps you were laying down together, perhaps you were reading a book with each other and your breaths mingled together in and out, you understand that act of intimacy. And that act of intimacy is how God breathed life into us, how God breathed his divinity into our dust. We truly know that we are loved by God. And this knowledge can carry us through so many challenging situations. Royal Oak, beloved worshiping community, we know we are loved and blessed by God. And that knowledge carried us through the year 2020, a year unlike any in our lifetimes. But if we go back even further, back into the years that our parents or grandparents grew up in World War II in Germany, there was a German priest named Dietrich Bonhoeffer. He was a theologian, he was a priest, he started a church, he started a seminary. And somewhere along the lines, he ran afoul of the Nazi authorities. Might have been the plot to assassinate Hitler, hard to say. But the Nazis put him in jail, and they scheduled him for execution. And while Dietrich Bonhoeffer was in jail, and that must have been one of the most desolate feelings a human can imagine, he struggled with this question of who am I? Whose am I? And so he wrote a poem entitled, Who Am I? And I'm just going to read you just a few lines of this poem, just an excerpt. Bonhoeffer, who am I? This man? Or the other? Am I one person today and tomorrow another? Am I both at once? Am I a hypocrite before others? And before myself, am I a contemptible, whining weakling? Who am I? These lonely questions mock me. But Bonhoeffer must have just cherished Psalm 139, the psalm we read this morning in our gospel reading. He must have cherished this because the end of his poem, written before he was executed, were these words. Whoever I am, you know me, O God. I am yours. So what do we know? What do we truly know? Well, we know, as Bonhoeffer said, whoever I am, you know me, O God, I am yours. Now it's thought that King David wrote Psalm 139 and many of the Psalms. And if you consider that, then the words of Psalm 139, if you read it in its entirety, are just heartbreaking in part. You see, King David wrote in verse 7 going forward, "Where can I go from your spirit? If I go to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths of hell, you are there. If I rise on the wings of dawn and settle on the far side of the sea, you are there." Now, you may ask yourself, why was King David so fixated on God following him around? We see King David, at one point in his life, great king of Israel that he was, coveted a woman named Bathsheba. Bathsheba was the wife of one of his soldiers, Uriah. And David coveted Bathsheba so much that he did everything in his power to get rid of Uriah. He had one of his generals send Uriah to a very dangerous battle, knowing that he would be killed. Uriah was killed. And then David took Bathsheba for his wife. David broke at least two of the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, thou shalt not kill. And yet, if you look up Psalms, and Psalms are divided into either 4 or 7 or 10 types, depending on your source, a major type of Psalms is a Psalm of Praise. And Psalm 139 is considered a Psalm of Praise. It is a Psalm of Praise because David knows that even after his sins, God still loves him. David knows that even God, knowing his deepest, darkest secrets, the things that David was most ashamed about, God still loved him. If we go to Psalm 139, verse 23, "Search me, God, and know my heart." David could have only written those words if he understood that God loved him. He trusted that God loved him and that God was a God of grace and mercy and forgiveness. And just to show you the way the Old Testament and the New Testament work together, because this is all the Word of God, all an expression of God. In the New Testament, in Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 8, verses 38-39, "Neither death nor life, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." You see, King David could never even conceive of the letters of St. Paul. But he knew God. He knew the person and the spirit and the soul of God. And so King David knew that God's love would carry him through. And King David knew this even before a subsequent prophet in Israel, the prophet Jeremiah, wrote these words. Jeremiah 1, verse 5, "The Lord says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you." As the God of creation consecrated and blessed creation, when he said it is good or good 7 times, so the God of creation blessed and consecrates us. So what do we know? What do we truly know? We know we are loved by God, blessed by God, our lives have been breathed into us by God, and we are consecrated by God. And we also understand this as science has moved forward into the century. We know that God truly knows us, because the miracle of creation that exists in us is astonishing. Every day, our hearts beat over 100,000 times. Multiply that out over your lifetime. Every day, our blood travels over 170,000 miles. That's a lot of trips to the 7-Eleven. Every day, we breathe over 23,000 times. And none of this is conscious on our part. And every day, we move over 750 major muscles. And we engage more than 8 million brain cells. We do this every day throughout our lives. We are truly a miracle of God's creation. And we truly know that. So, I just want to finish this up. Now, I made up the 4 stages I told you about. I was trying to find a way to organize this sermon, and the Holy Spirit finally told me, emphasis on the word finally, that on Christmas, Jesus was revealed to the shepherds and Israel. On Epiphany, Jesus was revealed to the Magi and the world. Last week in his baptism, God revealed Jesus as his son. And today the lectionary included Psalm 139. And this is telling us that we are truly known by God, truly miraculous creations. I found this really touching story I just want to close with. Reverend Jeremy Troxler was on a tour of a cemetery in the Channel Islands, and these are off the coast of Brittany in France. And on the Channel Islands, there was a large seminary dedicated to the unknown dead soldiers in World War II. The remains of the soldiers has been buried, but no one knows the date of birth or the death date. No names are inscribed on the headstones. But on each of one of those headstones, on each one of those unknown soldiers' headstones, there is this inscription: known by God. Known by God. Known by God. For row after row after row. So what do we know? What do we truly know? We know we are known by God. We know we are God's creation, God's children. And just to finally close this with the words of John Wesley's covenant prayer. I'm not going to read the whole prayer because I read it last week. This was also up on Facebook last week. I'll put it up on Facebook again later today. I am no longer my own, but yours. Put me to what you will. Rank me with whom you will. Let me have all things, let me have nothing. I freely and heartily yield all things to your pleasure and your disposal. You are mine and I am yours. So be it. So we give thanks for all of this, We give thanks that God knows us intimately. We give thanks that because of this, nothing else matters. We give thanks that because God knows our darkest secrets and still loves us, we are free to love God, to love ourselves, and to love the people of God. And we give thanks for all of this awesome love. In Jesus' name, amen.